Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special source for Yaakov ben Sarah Esther, Zivug Hagun, Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagitl, Vizivug Hagun, and Lili Nishmas, Chana Bas Rabbi Tzikiona, Chana Bas Esther, Maris Esther Bas Shmuel. We're going to be learning with Shoshana the Sugya of Din Zichia Bahafreshis Meiser, based on the Sefer Shari Chaim and Simon Mem Gimel of Agon Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitzetzal. In the Darm Deflam Vavam Beis, the Gemara says Yiboilu. We have a Shaila. Hatar Mishalo Al Shal Chaveir Otzarech Daito Olo. If you take Truma from your own produce and your friend's produce, do you need your friend's Das or not? You want to take Truma on behalf of your friend from your own produce. Do we require your friend's Das for this action or not? Mi Amrinan, do we say, since it's a schus for him, you don't need his das. You're allowed to be mezakah somebody from without their das. Odilma, the other side of the coin is, mitzvah dilehu v'nichalei le'me'avdei. It's his own mitzvah, and it's more pleasing for him to do the mitzvah himself than it is for you to do it on his behalf. Writes the Rashba, famous Rashba, kashili v'hashlichus lav midin d'nichalei o lo nichaleihu. I don't understand, says the Rashba, that the din of shlichus is not because of nichalei or not nichalei. That's not how shlichus works. That when a person is appointed a shliach, it's nichalei. And when a person is not appointed a shliach, then it's not nichalei. No, you know how shlichus works. Gzeres hakosuf. Duma atem leda'atchem, af shluchachem leda'atchem. Just like you have to have das, so too you have to have das for your shliach. You have to desire that your shliach do it. So it's gzeres hakosuf. V'teidalecha, and I'll prove it to you. Sharei omer lachaveru tzei utromli. If you say to your friend, I want you to go and separate Truma from me. The halach, and then the balabais went to Mitzel Torah, and he found that Truma had been taken. Laman de Omer, according to the opinion that ein chazaka shliach osa shlichuso, that there is no chazaka that a shliach carries out the shlichus. Amrina breish per kam de chulim, we say in chulim yabezam aralif, she eino tarum. It's not valid Truma, because we don't know that the shliach did it. Maybe somebody else heard you appointing this shliach, and he went ahead and separated the truma. It's like when you do it, it's midas. So when your shliach does it, it has to be from your das. There it is, nichale. You wanted your pile to be fixed. You wanted truma to be taken. So if the whole vort was nichale, you're not nichale, then you wouldn't need das for shlichus. And in this instance, the shlichus would be a valid shlichus. So it's not a question of nichale or not nichale. So why does the Gemara bring that in? We see that even if it's not, even if it's nichale, the shlichus is still not a good shlichus, because we have gzeirus hakasuv of ledatchem. So why does the Gemara factor in, O Dilma, mitzvah dilehu, v'nichalei l'mevdei? In other words, if you're, it's nichalei for you to do it yourself, then it's no good. And if it's nichalei that for him to do it for you, then it is good. What does nichalei or not nichalei have to do with it? Shlichus is gzeiros hakasuv. But you have to have das. And you see that even if it's a nichalei, it's still no good. V'yesh lomar, answers the Rashba, the Torah mishalo al shel chaveiro shayni. When you're taking truma off your friend's pile, it's different. The lo ba'inan shlucho l'daito, ela b'torah mishal ba'al akeri al ba'al akri. That we only need shlichus midaito when you're taking truma from the owner of the pile's fruit on the fruit of the owner of the pile. In other words, that it's all coming, both the Torah both the truma that you're taking and the fruits that you're fixing are both coming from the owner of the pile. Avavatori mishalom abalakri. But if you're taking from your own on the balakri, kevin she'eno shel balakri lo bein shlichus mamish, since it doesn't belong to the owner of the pile, what you're taking off his truma doesn't belong, does belong nisht, as they say in Portuguese, to the owner of the pile. Since it doesn't belong to the owner of the pile, we don't require shlichus mamish. Ve'ena davar talui ela ischus hulai v'zachin ladam shalai b'fanav I love schus hulai the mitzvah n'naf she'adiflai. It's all talui in whether it's a schus, and we have a rule of zachin ladam shalai b'fanav, or it is his own mitzvah and he wants to do his own mitzvah and therefore it's not a schus. So again, to summarize the words of the Rashba, that Torem Mishalo al Shel Chaveiro is different. When you take Truma from your own produce and your friend's produce, there you don't need Shlichus Midas. You only need Shlichus Midas HaBalabayis when you're taking from the Balakri al Balakri. But if you're taking Mishalo al Balakri, you don't need shlichus. So when you need shlichus, it's not totally in nichalei or not nichalei. When you need shlichus, you need das, because gzeres hakosuf of ma'atem l'da'atchem av shluchachem l'da'atchem. Pasuk says atem is ma'ar b'shliach, and the atem teaches you that you need the das of the mishaleach. But that's only when you're taking off his fruit. But if you're removing your own fruit as truma for him, there it's not coming between shlichus. And therefore, since it's not coming midin shlichus, you might not need his das. There it's tali in zechiyah. And that's the Gemara Zibaylu. Hatori mishalo al shel chaveiro tzarech daito olo. It's talking about where you're taring from your own on your friends. And Hagon Rabbi Alter Shmuel Levitz, Reb Chaim's father, explained the Rashba as follows. But first here we have a Ktos, and then he explains the Ktos, because the Ktos says, and the Avnei, the Ktos is in Reish Mem Gimel Sif Kat Ches, and the Avnei Miluim, same gentleman, is in Lamed Zayin Yud Beis, explains the Rashba that we only say Zakin La'adim Shelo B'fanav when the Mekabel is Zoche in something. It could be the Makabel is Zoche and Mammon. It could be the Makabel is Zoche and a Get. It could be the Makabel is Zoche and a Shtar Shichur. But if you're not Mizakim anything like Truma, where you're not Mizakim anything, there's no Chiddush Din of Zechiyah La'adam Shelo B'fanav. Like the Merkabah Mishnah says, Gerish and Vav Gimel, that Zakin La'adam, but not Zakin May Adam. So if it's truma and you're not mezaka, what are you giving the owner of the truma? What are you giving the owner of the fruits when you take him off his truma? He's not getting anything. You're taking from him, and that's a schus. You're zoche. You're taking from him. So if it's a from him, because here he's not receiving, he's, so to speak, just losing the truma fruits that you're taking off, there we don't see zechiyah l'adam shelo b'fanav. And therefore, if you're tori mishel chaver al shel chaveru, where your chaver has no zechiyah b'dover shel mamish b'hayafrasha, where your chaver has no real zechiyah, he isn't earning anything, he isn't gaining anything concrete with this hafrasha, just that it's a schus for him, because now he has his mitzvah done, and it's nichalei, it's pleasing to him, what has been done, there zechiyah is not effective. There you need to come on to Torah Shlichus. When it comes to being zochet from somebody, taking away from somebody, there we can't come say zechiyah and let him shalom b'fanav. There you need to come on to Shlichus. He has to appoint you as a shliach. And shlichus is only effective midas. like we saw in the Gemara, that you have to have Das HaMishaleach, and it's not enough that he's pleased, it's not enough Benichusa. If he didn't send you Midaito, he's not your Shliach. However, if you're Torah Mishalo al Shel Chaveiro, if you're Torah from your own on what belongs to your friend, since you're Mizaka, your friend, that you patterned his Kree, and you patterned his pile, that's a schus for him, and you haven't taken anything away from him. It's not Zakin Mei Adam, because it's a schus from Taka, because now his pile is fixed, but you haven't taken anything away from him, because the fruits that you're using are your own, those fruits of Truma. That's why the Gemara's Shaila is it a schus, or is it not a schus? In other words, the Rashbad asks, What's the Gemara declaring? Is it a schus or not a schus? You need Das HaMishaleach. And the answer is, no. When do you need Das HaMishaleach? When it's his fruits. Ein Achinami. If it's his fruits, you need his explicit Das. But if it's your fruits, that's the world of Zechia. There's no Zakin Me'adam. It's only a schus for him. It's Zak and Leod, because he's not losing anything, because it's his fruit, it's your fruits. Since it's your fruits and he's not losing anything, all we have to clear now is it a din of Zakin, or is it a schus for him, or is it not a schus for him? On one hand, maybe it's a schus, now his mitzvah has been done, or maybe he wants to do it himself. But if it would be shlichus and achinami, you'd need his explicit das. But here we don't have to come on to shlichus, because you're not using his fruits. If you're using his fruits, you'd have to say shlichus. Here you're not using his fruits. Memela, we don't have to say shlichus. We can say zak and lam shlo b'fanav. We just have to determine whether or not this is a schus. Look in the Ber Yitzchak, or it's Elchan Inspector, and Orachaim Simon Aleph. The Achiezer and Chelak Aleph Simon Chavches Osiyot Dalet, what they write about this. So Rabbi Alter explains, not Rabbi Alter from those kids' tapes, but Rabbi Alter, Rav Chaim's father, was a big gaon, died very young. He explained that the din zechiyah is only when the zoche has his own koach to do the maisa. Since he has the koyach hamaisa, he can activate a chalos, a change in halachic status, for his friend midin zechiyah. And therefore, only if it's zochin le'adam, in other words, if you're zoche for your friend, a dvar hefker or a mitziah, or you buy a present for your friend, then mitzad etzem chalos knias matana, you have the koyach hamaisa to be zoche for yourself. You can also be zocha for your friend. Here it's zaken le'adam, and you, the zocha, have the koach hamaisa on your own independently. Because to be kone, you don't need the koach habailim. You don't need his koach to be kone. You have your own independent koach. So you have your own independent koach hazuchia, so zaken le'adam. Masha enken b'chalos, that you need a bailim for the doing of this chalos, for the activating of this chalos, like zechia mei adam, that he is going to be losing, the bailim is going to be losing, there you need bailim. It's not just enough for koach asiyah, you need koach habailim. But you, the person, the shliach, the zoche, mitzad atzmo, you don't have your own koach hamaisa. Their zechia isn't effective, and therefore, if you're mafresh mishalo al shel chaveiro, that you have the koach hafrasha on your own truma, so you can also be matir the pile of your friend midin zechia. I have koach to be matir for myself. I have the koach to be mafresh for myself. I have the koach hasiyah. And maybe I can use my koach hasiyah for my friend. But if I'm mafresh mishal chaveiro, when I'm taking off his fruits on his behalf, where I don't have a koach hamaisa in my friend's pile, there you need the koach habailim your hafrasha is only going to be effective with shlichus and not with zechiyah. So that is the chiluk between hafrasha mishalo al shalo and mishalo al shal chavero. If it's mishalo al shalo, if it's from the Baal HaBayis, it's on the Baal HaBayis, so there you need koach habaylan. That's zakin me'adam, because you're taking away. In such an instance, you need his koach. You don't have it, only he has it. So there you need his explicit minui, you need his explicit appointment. However, when it comes to being mafresh on your own pile on behalf of the Baal HaBayis, there all you need is your own koach hamaisa. You don't need his koach, the koach of the Baal, the person you mafresh to him for. You just need your own koach to be mafresh because you're taking from your own pile. Memela, that's zaken le'adam. He's not losing anything, you're just giving to him. And zaken le'adam, shelo b'fanav. And based on this hanacha, we can explain the Shita Sarif in a tshuva brought in the Rosh in Bav Metzia Perek Aleph Simen Chav Zayin, that Me'ikar Hadin, you can't be tofes for a Baal Chov without Harshah, without being given the power of attorney. You cannot be tofes on behalf of the Baal Chov, even if you're not Chov La'acherim. Rather, it's a takana that they were metaking, that if there's a pseida, the Baal Chov, someone else may be tofes for the Baal Chov. And if there's no pseida, because the love is a wealthy man and he can pay the Baal Chov back what he has, so then he can say to the person coming to collect, Lav Baal Dvarim Diti At, you have nothing to do with me, and we listen to him. So may Ikar Adin, you can't be tofes for the Baal Chov without Harsha, without the power of attorney, even if you're not Chov La'acher, you have no right to do it. But there's a special takana that if the Baal Chov is going to lose out, somebody else can come and be tofes the Baal Chov and be zocha for the Baal Chov. But if there's no going to be no loss because the Lova is a rich man, then we go back to the Ikar Adin and we say to him, what are you doing here? You have no right to collect without permission. So lav baal dvarim didiyat, you have nothing to do with me. That's the riff. The Rosh writes on this that this is not correct, that we can't say that he can say to him, that the love can say to this collector, lav baal dvarim didiyat, because he's not tovea him to be motzi from him anything. That he can say to him, I don't have to answer you because you don't have a harsha. It's when he's not taking him to the court and he's not toveya, then there's not nobody to say lav baal dvarim didiyat. If you take him to court, he can say lav baal dvarim didiyat. But if there's no court, he just comes and he grabs, then he can't say lav baal dvarim didiyat, and you don't have harsha. Who do you think you are? What is he doing? He's just taking and grabbing it for himself. So, until he grabs it, there's no lav baal dvarim didiyat, because there's no court here. There's nobody to say, you have no business dealing with me, because he's not dealing with him. There's no din v'dvarim here. He's just grabbing it. Once he grabs it, what about the baal, the lova saying, give it back, dude, even without the dude? So there he can't do that either, because zaken la'adam shelo b'fanav. And it's as if the malva himself was tofes. So now it's too late, because since zaken la'adam shelo b'fanav, it's like the malva himself was tofes, and once the malva is tofes, then now it's the malva's. So he owes the malva. So once now it's in his possession beforehand, where he's not the malveh, so he can't say la ba'al mirdiyat, because there's no dvar, there's no give and take here, he's just taking it. Once he takes it, now it's like the malveh has it and it's too late. Zakin ladim shelo b'fanav. So therefore the Rosh doesn't agree with the Rif, because the Rif held that b'makom deleka pseida, if there's no loss because the lov is wealthy and he can pay back the Baal Chov, and there's going to be no loss for the Baal Chov if this person doesn't collect, then he can say lav Baal v'dvarim didiyat, and we listen to him. And the Rosh argued. So now we want to understand pshat in the Rif. Maybe the Rosh is right that there's nothing to talk about here. There's no talking, he's just taking. But based on what we said, we can explain the Rif that only if you're zoche me hefker, or by das acheres makne, that the zoche has a koach maise biyado. When you have the koach maise, then zechia is effective. When you have the koach maise, the zechia is effective. But if you're tofes the Baal Chov, since you're not the Baal Chov himself, you can't be zocha for yourself. And there's also no das acheres makne, because the lov is saying lav baal dvarim didiyat. So he doesn't have the koach hamaisa, and therefore he can't be tofes midin zechia. So that's like zaken mei adam. That's not effective, because here you're just taking away from the guy, and you yourself don't have the koach hasiyah. So this stems with what we learned before. Before we learned the yisod, that to take away from somebody else, you need to have the koach hamaisa. You need to have the koach hamaisa yourself. So if it's shlichus, if he appoints you, he appoints you. But if there's no shlichus here, there's no harshah here, so then you don't have the koach hamaisa in your hand. Since you don't have the koach hamaisa, he can say to you, lav baal dvarim didiya. This is just zakin mei adam. You're just taking away. It's a schus for the other guy, but you're taking away from the lovet. It's a schus on malbi. You're taking away from the lovet, and that you can't do because you have to be the baal hamaisa. You have to have koach hamaisa. So we've established the yisod based on the Rashba, as explained by the Tzos and the Avnei Niluin, that in order to do something on behalf of your friend, in order to be zoche you have to have the koach hamaisa. So if you're being zoche in a mitzir and hefker, so bevakasha, you have the koach hamaisa, you can be zoche on his behalf. But if you're being mafrish truma from his pile, or if you're collecting a debt from somebody, in such instances, now you're getting into other people's property. You're being zochen mei adam, you don't have the koach hamaisa yourself. There we don't say that zaken ladam shelo b'fanav. However, the Avnei Miluim in Lamed Zayin Yud Beis asks on this Yisod, when we find the Rishonim, the Kedushim, the Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that Din Zechia works for Kabbalah's Kedushim, for a woman Shalomi Daita, or for a girl Shalomi Da Saviyah Midin Zechia, and therefore Ketanah Shen Itzkacha Shalom Da Saviyah, that Shmuel says that she needs to get, lest maybe the father was misratza in the kiddushin. There Rashi and Tosas Rosh hold that if the father was misratza afterwards, she's taka mekudeshes lamafreya. And the Ran explains that the reason is, since everybody wants to marry off his daughter and it's a mitzvah to rami alei, it's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon him to marry his daughter, he wants to marry his daughter, so it's zakin ladam shelo b'fanav. But since it's not as chuz gamor, now he loses Adam rights to his daughter, It only works if afterwards misratze ha'av. So what do we see from here? We see that even though there's an inyan of zaken me'adam, there's a schus for the father, but it's also me'adam, he's also losing out. It doesn't matter. We also say zaken me'adam. We also say zaken me'adam, and therefore nafal hayisod, nafal habinyan. So we wanted to say yisod that we don't say zaken me'adam, but in taka we do say zaken me'adam. And what are we going to do now? We still need a biur b'divrei harashba. What's the chilik between being torim mishal balakri al balakri, where you need shlichus, and being torim mishalo al balakri? We wanted to say the chilik is that if it's Mishal Balakri or Balakri, it's Zaken Me'adam. That's Arbit Nisht. However, now we see that there is a Zaken Me'adam. So you could be Makadish, a girl, a young girl, on behalf of her father, and then we say Zaken Me'adam. So what then is Pshat in the Rashba? So that is our job to figure out in the next segment of this shir, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most.